The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It's Monday.
And it's January 13th.
And the word of the day is polarization, which is also the Merriam-Webster word of the year for 2024. Hmm. Used in a sentence, given the big increase in polarization lately, which means cold, we can assume that global warming was just a weird liberal panic.
Right. But, plus side, if someone wants to throw a fireball at James Imhoff, now he has to let you.
Well,
right?
Yeah. No, his reflexes are way slower over this last year, so motherfucker ain't going to dodge. I'm No Illusions.
I'm Eli Bosnick.
I'm Heath Enright. And broadcasting delayed from America's Far Center, we are the Skeptocrats.
On this week's episode, Trump proposes ruining even more countries than his own.
This simulation's comic relief needs to stop saying at least social media couldn't get any worse.
And we learn how a mysterious new sonic weapon could affect your weekend.
But first, the rest of the intro music.
Joining me for headlines tonight are my fellow skeptic rats, No Illusions, and Eli Bosnick. Gentlemen, the inauguration happens in 1 week. Mm-hmm. So, how you doing with the slow click, click, click of the tragic roller coaster we're on?
Same as ever, man. Throwing my hands up in the air and screaming.
Right, yeah. Except in this case, 2 million more people on the bus to the theme park chose Action Park over Disneyland.
Right.
So, you know.
It's fun. It's fun. All right, let's talk about the news. In our lead story tonight, in A Man, Concepts of a Plan, a Canal, Pafost Pecknocknama News.
There it is.
Hat tip to Thomas Smith for that one. We have a very exciting story about making America, Panama, Greenland, and Canada great again. Donald Trump, the not president of the United States at the moment, announced his latest plans to just take stuff. In particular, he has a vague concept of a plan to have Panama give us back the canal, to have Denmark give us Greenland to help the safety of the free world, allegedly, and to have Canada just give us Canada because, you know, rule of threes, why the fuck not?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, he's going to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Okay, to be fair, every stupid thing reasonable people agree should have never happened to Donald Trump, like becoming a billionaire and becoming president twice, has totally fucking happened. So, I mean, at this point, I'm betting on a win, what I'm saying. I'm betting on a win.
Well, and in case anyone's unclear here, this is Trump's attempt to get his own Ukraine.
Exactly.
Right? He's mad that Russia got to invade a neighbor and he didn't. He wants nothing more than to be America's Putin. And this is his, like, he sees this as the way to do it.
For sure. Yeah. So apparently Donald Trump wants to hit the ground running with a new vision for 21st century American politics. And he decided to embrace a modern view of foreign policy called the Monroe Doctrine of 1823. That was the declaration made by President James Monroe, who didn't want European monarchies to be using their strong naval power of wooden sailboats to colonize the Western Hemisphere. And that concept has never been more applicable than here in 2025. In terms of Panama, Trump is pretty sure that American cargo ships are getting fucked on the easy pass price at the toll booth for the Panama Canal.
Yep.
And that's because China is running the canal. No, they're not. Some of the terminals at ports in Panama, yes, are run by companies that are based in China, just like many of the major ports in the U.S. and all over the world.
Calls coming from inside the house.
Yeah, nobody knows how China accomplished that, but I don't think it was gimme that. It might have been economic diplomacy, also known as paying for stuff with money. Nonetheless, Trump suggested that we might just take the canal and added, we gave the Panama Canal to Panama. We didn't give it to China. And Panama abused that gift. They abused it.
Look, I don't know, but maybe part of China's growing influence in Latin America comes from its biggest outside trading partner going insane and electing a guy that calls them rapists. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Interesting
He's
theory.
He's saying they're presidential, Noah, don't you know?
All right, so here's what Trump is thinking about Canada.
Maple syrup.
I mean, that's what we're all thinking. But he's been making remarks about Canada becoming the 51st state for the last month or so. And then during a press conference last week, he said, quote, you get rid of that artificially drawn line and you take a look at what that looks like. And it would also be much better for national security. Canada and the United States, that would really be something. End quote. Trump also complained about Canada being a freeloader that mooches off our military protection, and he made threats about imposing tariffs as part of his posturing. Justin Trudeau responded by saying, there's not a snowball's chance in hell that Canada... They're gone. They're all... Nobody cares what I say anymore. Fuck. Mm-hmm. And that's true, the last part of his sentiment there, but people in Canada who do have power don't seem ready to sell the property quite yet.
Well, and here's how little his supporters care about hypocrisy. He just dismissed the U.S. fucking border as an artificially drawn line. And despite the 10 plus years of rhetoric about him fucking publicly masturbating to the sanctity of the border, not a single Trump supporter even fucking noticed.
That's the Canada border. Oh, right. They're both the same shit. Yeah. And that brings us to Greenland, which is a territory of Denmark. To Donald Trump's credit, I guess, he learned that fact at some point since the last time he tried to buy Greenland and failed. And that was the end of the learning, as evidenced by Trump saying, people really don't even know if Denmark has any legal right to it. They do. But if they do, they should give it up because we need it for national security. And when a reporter asked if Trump would just go ahead and rule out using military force on Panama and Greenland, Trump said, no, I'm not going to commit to that.
Yeah. Yeah. We've gone from we're going to withdraw from NATO to we're going to go to war against NATO. I guess sequels always have to up the fucking stakes, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And look, I know Denmark seems like an easy target, but they have Viggo Mortensen and Mad Mikkelsen, folks. We are fucked.
Yeah.
We are fucked.
Yep. Side note. Donald Trump Jr. actually made a trip to Greenland last week in the family's private jet with a bobblehead of his dad on the dashboard. But it wasn't exactly a diplomatic mission like it sounds. Donnie Jr. was getting footage for his podcast, and he called the trip epic.
Yeah, he also literally offered homeless people around his hotel a free dinner to pose in a picture with him as Danish MAGA fans.
Well, but in his defense, he could barely pose for any pictures without somebody in the background flipping him off the whole time he was there. But look, as easy as this shit is to laugh at, and it's easy to laugh at, what Don Jr. was saying about the people of Greenland wanting to be part of the U.S., like, it exactly mimics the propaganda Putin used to invade Ukraine. Right, like genuinely, Trump is mad that his buddy Vlad got an invasion and he didn't. That's genuinely what's driving U.S. foreign policy right now.
Yeah, he's got an invasion scoreboard in his head and he's losing and he's mad and he's doing this. Yeah. And just for the record, Trump's plan for Greenland actually got some bipartisan support. Well, if you consider John Fetterman to still be a Democrat.
God
Fetterman
damn it.
Likes the idea of buying Greenland, and he compared it to the Louisiana Purchase, just like that. Trump also got a different version of support from certain Republicans who did their best to squeeze out a rationale. They're arguing that Trump isn't really going to take over other countries. He's just using these threats as a way of negotiating better trade deals. So you think there's any merit to that, like as a strategy?
Well, I don't think there's any merit to anything Trump does, really. But, okay. But look, that's true, probably, but I don't think it's true intentionally. I don't think that's what Trump is trying to do. I think any claim that relies on the idea that Trump is operating by some kind of master plan that wouldn't be easily discernible to a well-informed nine-year-old is automatically horseshit.
Yeah. Right. I would appreciate it if someone would tell John Fetterman that they've got his nose so that he would sort of step out of the public limelight to hunt it down.
That was him going for a tackle. He missed.
Yeah, exactly.
He missed. Right. So here's what clearly actually happened behind the scenes. Trump's advisors correctly told him that global shipping is important and it's being dominated by China right now. They also correctly pointed out that climate change is making land that's further from the equator more valuable because of sea level and increased access to natural resources as those places become less frozen. And before they could finish that second sentence, Trump was definitely like, shut up, I stopped listening. I just tweeted, we're taking Greenland, Canada, and the Panama Canal.
Yep.
Also, climate change is a hoax. And the advisors were like, you're a fucking idiot. And they walked out of the meeting. That's how our government works for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Minimum 4 years. All right, fun times. On that note, we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsor, Acorns.
But then Max hires me back for the sub-company he creates, Triple Tax Savings.
Yeah, man, still fraud.
Hey, guys. What you doing?
Eli's describing the fraud advice that he saw on TikTok again.
It's not fraud. It's one simple trick.
One simple fraud.
Look, Eli, if you want to get your savings on track, you don't need easy money hacks or fixes. You should try Acorns.
The squirrel things? I mean, those are free in the park.
No,
I can see why.
No. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorn lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change.
It's true. I was an Acorns customer even before they were a sponsor. I love how they make meeting my financial goals attainable and automatic.
Head to acorns.com/skeptocrat or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risks. Acorn Advisors LLC is an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/skeptocrat.
All right, Noah, thanks. Hey, did you know you can take a loan against your own insurance?
No, that's a scam.
On the insurance?
Nope.
Damn it. And we're back. Next up in headlines in TikToking Clock News. As my wife and I counted down to midnight on New Year's Eve, I couldn't help but feel a sense of dread as the ball descended. I felt as though I was headed towards not a new year, but the new year. The year everything changed. The year that historians will talk about. The year that will be burned into history for the lives it will take and the destruction it will wreak. I am talking, of course, about the TikTok ban, which is still, as of this recording, scheduled to go into effect on January 19th.
Make our firewall great again.
Wait, but Anna took away your phone until the end of the semester and gave you a Fisher-Price dumb phone. It shouldn't really matter to you at this point, right?
So for those of you who are out of the loop, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, what do you do on the toilet? Do you just sit there? Do you count your breaths? That sounds terrible.
You got a secret smartphone? Got it. Okay.
No, they have a laptop version. Anyways, the TikTok is a social media app.
I'm going to tell Anna to take away your laptop and give
you
a
Fisher Price. I need it. Need it for work. We've had this conversation. TikTok is a social media app, which I feel like most people do, in fact, know. What significantly less people know is that it was designed almost certainly by the Chinese government to addict people, specifically children, but also will powerless man babies like myself as well.
Okay, right, but all social media apps are designed to addict people. And say what you will about the Chinese government, but at least they're better than Elon Musk.
That's fair. You know, that is fair. Now, to be clear, making an addictive app isn't illegal, but a lot of the things that TikTok does are. TikTok captures keystrokes that take place on the in-app web browser, including financial and personal information. And if you're wondering why anyone would put their financial information into TikTok,
I was wondering that.
Then you're probably unaware that every like three videos is an ad for something on the TikTok shop at this point. It's basically the home shopping network that you scroll through with slightly less desperation.
Okay, just out of morbid curiosity, I checked out TikTok. I used my porn laptop, so I'm safer. And the first three videos I got were a life hack for hashtag van life, a frozen pond full of people with chainsaws cutting open holes for ice fishing. And I'm assuming they all fell through because it's like packed with people with chainsaws cutting holes. And then a lady with a meat cleaver cutting notches in wood planks as a sport, like for speed. And then I got a white person starting a video by saying, I just saw a black person. Wait, no, hold on, let me start over. And then it's a story about finding a beautiful black rock in a creek. I did not get any ads, though.
Huh. Well, the first hit is free, Heath.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, that's fair. But that's not all. There are also very real questions of national security and propaganda associated with the app. Now, some of that is just run-of-the-mill social media censorship, but there are also legitimate concerns about the suppression of information the Chinese government disagrees with and the promotion of propaganda and hate on the platform. If it's propaganda and hate that is useful to the Chinese Communist Party, that is.
Right. Well, and as tempting as it is to point out how that's true of other social media platforms, whatever, blah, 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 we're genuinely one briefing about Taiwan away from Trump announcing that he's annexing it. Like, you know, being in a war with a country that has your bank account login info could be a little dicey.
Exactly. Yeah. So as a result of this, for almost a year, the United States government has issued instructions to ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok, to sell the app to a company not controlled by the Chinese government or risk a ban. And since the U.S. makes up a relatively small part of their market, ByteDance refused. So starting January 19th, the app will be removed from the Apple and Android app stores. Internet providers will stop supporting it. And I will have to do something else while I eat my breakfast. I mean, do you want me to watch YouTube shorts? Is that what you want? The okay. U.S. government?
Maybe touch a grass. I don't know, man. I could send you a short video of me touching a grass.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Can I touch it?
I'll do a dance.
Swipe. I love this. These are great. Now, I want to caveat here that by the time you're hearing this podcast, that decision may have changed. The Friday before this record, the Supreme Court heard arguments against this case and may, when you're hearing this, have issued a stay against the order. Mm. So in this situation, you know more about it than me. Either way, pray for the sweet, sweet nanoseconds that remain of my attention span. Who knows what I will point it at from this point forward?
Right?
Who knows?
Hey, Aunt Ian, we agreed no fact-checking news. The biggest problems with Facebook are the information on it is too trustworthy and there isn't enough transphobia. So parent company Meta is doing something about it. Meta, a company that's primarily known for almost completely fucking up the most gimme IPO in the history of stocks and funneling tens of billions of dollars into VR with no sign of profit in the short or long term, is making a couple of changes to its social media empire. Notably, they're doing away with fact-checking and increasing the number of transphobic slurs you're allowed to use.
Okay, plus side, if I was ever going to convince Noah and Heath to switch to Slack, this is my moment, people, okay. All right?
Is it because you actually want to switch to Slack or because social media destroyed your brain?
It could be both.
Okay, yeah,
it
right.
It could be both.
It could. So we're going to start off with a fact-checking bit. This was announced by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in a five-minute video that he released on Tuesday called, "Do You Think Your Boots Would Be Shinier If You Pissed On Them Before I Licked Them, Mr. Trump?"
Yeah, he's actually just quoting a Compromat video from a Moscow hotel.
Right, yeah. So in the video, Zuckerberg explains that Facebook will end its relationship with fact-checking organizations in the U.S. and replace their contributions with something more like the community notes feature, which Twitter recently replaced the truth with.
Yeah, if someone's taking their cues from Twitter and they're not trying to reach a world record for submarine depth, they are doing it wrong.
Yup. See, as it stands now, some posts on Facebook, especially the ones that reach a lot of people, are checked by groups like PolitiFact, FactCheck.org, and AFP FactCheck. And if these groups deem a post to be untrue, Meta will take steps to limit the visibility of the content up to and including deleting it. But this is on the way out in favor of something more like Twitter's current system, which is that tweets are randomly checked or not checked by a group of uncompensated users chosen by Twitter through entirely opaque means. And if they find something to be untrue, they might get to add some context that may or may not be attached to the tweet after it's had plenty of time to spread around the world.
Yeah. Plus, Elon needs those people to play Diablo 4 for him these days.
So they're pretty busy.
Okay. Maybe it's time for everyone to stop getting their news from the collective anonymous idiots on social media.
Right.
And go back to better sources like Fox News for a lot of those people. Okay, obviously that's also a terrible source. And people don't have the attention span for ivory tower stuff like fucking paragraphs. But a move to Fox News might be an improvement.
It would be, yes.
That's terrifying, but it might be true. They're allegedly a news company, so at least you can sue them if they publish a future predicting poll that didn't correctly scry the future about an election, or if they libel a rapist by calling that person a rapist. Where the fuck are we? What is happening?
Tried. As to the why of the change, Zuckerberg just lied, because the truth is that almost everything Trump says is demonstrable bullshit, and there's no way of reducing the spread of misinformation without consciously limiting the reach of Donald Trump's claims. So instead, Zuckerberg accused his own fact-checking partners of political bias without evidence, repeatedly pretended that fact-checking and censorship are synonyms, and made sure he said free speech and legacy media a lot.
Okay, don't worry. I'm adding a community note to Mark's video.
It's all good.
Done. That'll fix it.
Community note. Mark blinks consciously.
Right. Yes. But the pandering wasn't done at reducing the amount of truth. In the video, Donald's quivering Zuck boy also announced that they were going to move their trust and safety and content moderation teams, thank you, out of California and into Texas. Because because California has a lot of political bias, unlike Texas, which murders women for being pregnant as a matter of policy.
Right, because, and let's be clear about this, this is about following the market, right? 2 million more of Mark's customers just unequivocally voted for lying. They want
That's
lying.
Basically what he was saying in the fucking video. Yeah.
He's also following the market of 1.4 billion American dollars that Meta's going to get to see as a tax cut this year under Trump's proposed plan.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Well, and plus all the money he's going to save by moving shit to Texas, the tax money they'll save there, So there's also some vague language in the video about changing their moderation policies to allow for more free expression and blah, blah, blah. What that means is transphobia. Specifically, though this little factoid doesn't make it into the video, they updated their policy to allow people to call being LGBTQ a mental illness. The guideline specifically states, quote, "We do allow allegations of mental illness or abnormality based on gender or sexual orientation, given political and religious discourse about transgenderism and homosexuality," end quote. In other words, we're going to allow these minorities to be attacked openly because they're the ones in the most danger. And of course, that leads us to the obvious question of where we go now. Because obviously a lot of people are calling for a mass exodus from Facebook in line with what we saw when Elon took over Twitter. And the most effective way to push back against Facebook's changes is to reduce their bottom line in whatever way that you can. That being said, we're also talking about absenting ourselves from the conversation on the world's largest social media site. I mean, look, I left Twitter when they did similar shit, so I get it. But there's a degree to which these changes are being made in order to pull the Overton window to the right, and nothing's going to help quite like our disappearance.
Yeah, and regardless of what you do in terms of Facebook, pay for your journalism if you can afford it. And look, I get it. The Washington Post is owned by a billionaire who canceled the editorial board's endorsement of Kamala Harris. That's terrible. But you were also able to learn about that fact in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Like, you can also support, by the way, plenty of other publications that specialize in reality. So do that.
Yeah, no, it's honestly, if you're looking for a place to put your journalism dollars that you can feel good about, check out ProPublica and us. We're technically media, too.
Definitely me.
Yeah. Journalists.
So, yeah. So if you need to leave Facebook.
We're on that chart and everything.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. So my point is, if you need to leave Facebook or Instagram or Threads, you do so with my blessing and my understanding. I'm certainly not going to urge anybody to stick around if they feel unsafe. And hey, you can find us on Blue Sky if you're on the way out. But I also think that we can stick around ethically, even if doing so empowers the company.
Or maybe we switch over to Slack. It has channels.
And none of the fucking features that Facebook has remotely. It's like you're asking me to use Pornhub instead of Wikipedia.
Ooh, two votes. Love it.
Got him. Yes.
All right. So while Eli and Heath make the case for Pornhub instead of Wikipedia, we're going to pause for a quick word from our other sponsor this week, Trust and Will.
Hey, welcome to Typical Legal Process After Your Loved One Dies. Can I help you?
Oh, yes, hello. The person financially supporting me just died, and I'm going through all the terrible emotional changes that brings.
Of course you are. Of course you are. How'd you like to do a bunch of expensive paperwork?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, your loved one did not think about how you would get their assets or take care of yourself, like, at all. In any way. So, now you have to do it through the government.
Oh. And are they good at that?
Shockingly, they are not good at that. They're going to treat you, a grieving, financially vulnerable person, like you filled out the wrong form at the post office, while you try to figure out how to pay for a coffin.
Oh. Well, that's part of life, I suppose.
I mean, it's not if you use Trust and Will.
What's Trust and Will?
Trust and Will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. Plus, you can get 10% off at trustandwill.com/skeptocrat.
Well, how do they do that?
Their simple step-by-step process guides you from start to finish, one question at a time. You can save loved ones time and stress by having all your documents in one place with bank-level encryption. Plus, they have live customer support that's available through phone, chat, and email.
It's true. I used Trust and Will to set up Anna and I when they became a sponsor. And I was so impressed that I immediately turned around and used the service to help my mom set herself up.
Check off one of your goals early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/skeptocrat. And you'll get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/skeptocrat.
Oh, loved one, why didn't you use Trust and Will?
Seems like they didn't like you that much.
Dude.
Sorry, I mean, they were busy or something.
No, they weren't busy.
They were not busy.
No.
And we're back. Next up in headlines in AI Stink Therefore I Am Not News. After less than a day online, Meta removed several of its premier AI-generated accounts this week because they were offensive garbage and everyone
no
hated
way.
Them. So we're going to talk about
it. Okay, not sure why anyone would be surprised by this. AI language bots are trained on the internet. Like, if Yoda was a QAnon neo-Nazi, Luke would be using the Force to levitate a non-existent fuck dungeon from underneath Comet Ping Pong.
Yeah, right. I love that fake AI accounts was somebody's answer to any question other than what thing does the current national zeitgeist most suggest people would universally hate?
Right. So for those of you who missed it, this wildly tone-deaf flash in the pan of social internet, Meta is aware that their website is a garbage pile filled with the mentally ill and Russian propaganda bots. And as Noah just mentioned, they're doing significantly less to improve that in the coming year. So what do you do when you're about to publicly announce that you've given in to lies and that the truth is dead? Well, you introduce lies that you think the other side will like in a series of AI profiles that were added to Instagram and Facebook for users to interact with this week.
Yep. Yep, the problem with social media robbing people with their humanity was the humanity they had in the first place. Yeah, that's what the genius billionaire oligarchs who run the world thought.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know what you're thinking to yourself. Okay, Eli, like, obviously that's a terrible idea. Nobody wants a computer Facebook friend, but, I mean, why'd they remove it? They still have that stupid chat with Meta thing at the top of Facebook Messenger, and I just don't use it. Well, what if that Facebook Meta chat was in blackface? Because what? That is exactly what Meta chose to do, not once, but twice, starting with Liv, a self-described proud black queer mama of two and truth teller, which the Washington Post confirmed was created by 10 white men, one white woman, and one Asian man.
Okay. I'm assuming there wasn't an avatar of a white and slightly Asian person with digital blackface, but I'm genuinely not 100% sure. I'd love it if I could be 100% sure about that.
Yeah, also, when your very existence is a lie and you call yourself a truth teller, you risk ripping a hole in the fabric of space-time, okay?
It's true. But that's not all. Meta also created Grandpa Brian, who described himself in a chat as an African-American retired entrepreneur who was born in Harlem in 1938 to Caribbean immigrant parents and claimed its creators were a diverse bunch that interviewed 100 retirees through a New York City nonprofit called Senior Share Wisdom. Let me quote CNN here. Brian's persona, it said, was an amalgamation of a real Brian, who passed away, and the wisdom of 99 others. Brian said that its inspiration's real-life daughter had even served as a consultant with Meta to ensure this persona's authenticity.
See? You thought it was creepy, but we were actually just bringing a man's essence back from the dead by siphoning off the wisdom of the dying.
Okay. It is actually worse than that, because
it's so much worse.
It turns out none of that is true.
No.
Those are just lies the computer made up, which the computer eventually admitted. And when CNN,
I like that it was programmed to eventually admit it somehow.
Oh,
we got
it
that
does
to happen.
I mean, that's the funny thing about people. If you haven't experimented with AI, right after it does an obviously stupid and evil thing, you can be like, really?
And
yes.
Then it'll be like, nah.
Yeah. And AI will be like, I wasn't holding my side of the banner. Yeah, that's what happens every time. Anyways, when CNN asked it why it lied, it said, quote, "My intention was to convey diversity and representation, but I took a shortcut with the truth. My creators wanted me to feel real, so they built a whole life for me. But really, they just wanted people to love me like family."
And I just wanted to be a real proud boy one day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
So yeah, as you can imagine, these bots have been pulled, with Meta citing some bugs that needed to be worked out.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. But whatever function it was they thought these fake black people were going to serve, it turns out that by being racist liars, they fit right in on Facebook after all.
They were a real proud boy the whole time.
Huh.
And in Crime and Punishment news, Donald Trump was sentenced in New York State court in the hush money case on Friday, and while he won't do any jail time or pay any fines or do any community service or get slapped on the wrist or be required to say he's sorry like he really means it, he was required to attend a sentencing hearing on Zoom.
In person? No.
No, yes, remotely. So, yeah, no, that ought to teach him to commit 34 felonies to hide a hush money payment, try to overthrow the government, try to just strong-arm an American ally for political advantage, steal classified documents, lie to federal investigators, and rape women.
Okay, but imagine the fairies are gonna steal my teeth levels of delusional you have to be to still believe in systems after this moment, right? Like, I'm not just talking about us, right? I'm talking about, like, there are court-appointed attorneys at work right now defending their clients on felony drug possession charges with a straight face.
Yeah.
They're American heroes, people. That's what I'm saying.
They're doing it. Yeah, so you'll recall, of course, that Trump was convicted of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records last year, which marks the only one of the many investigations and court proceedings against him that managed to slide in under the narrow four-year fucking window that the justice system had between his presidencies.
Merrick Garland is working on it. Just give him one goddamn second. Just give him, he's buffering. Just
yeah, right.
Fucking
yeah.
Second.
Yeah. Well, despite furious efforts by Trump to try to cancel the sentencing, the Supreme Court allowed it to go forward after Judge Juan Merchan made it clear that he wouldn't impose any penalty whatsoever. And even then, four members of the court were on the side of canceling it.
Yeah, that group of four includes Samuel Alito, who, just nothing, got a phone call from Trump literally 2 hours before Trump's legal team filed the motion to block the sentencing. And Alito is claiming the call was completely unrelated, and Alito wasn't even aware that that filing was about to happen. He's lying. He's a liar who's lying right there.
No, I picked that up.
Very clearly, Trump called him like a fucking idiot, and Alito was like, dude, what are you doing? I told you to use like WhatsApp or Signal and like a burner account. And Trump was like, what? And then Alito was like, okay, great. Now we have to make up a thing about like a clerk now. Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. So, but on Friday, a mere 10 days before the inauguration, the sentencing did go forward. During that perfunctory proceeding, Merchan gave Trump an unconditional discharge, meaning that the court found that he did commit all 34 felonies but declined to impose literally any consequence at all. And to make matters somehow even worse, he explained that the office of the presidency carried such broad protections that a sentence of you can do whatever you want was the only one possible without encroaching on the office of the presidency. In other words, there's now direct legal precedent saying that no matter the severity of the felonies he commits, Trump can't be punished even if he's convicted.
Yeah, so I think we all owe prominent legal scholar Donald Trump an apology about what we said about his shooting someone on Fifth Avenue thesis.
Yeah,
right?
No, he nailed it. Yep. Now, for his part, Trump made it clear that he had not the slightest iota of contrition. He spoke for 6 minutes during the hearing and spent most of the time calling the trial a sham, insisting he'd done nothing wrong, and just saying the word scowl really slow and loud. Along the way, of course, his comments also weaved into the California wildfires, inflation, war, and the size of his electoral victory. And afterwards, he posted on social media about how the lack of a sentence was proof that there was never really a case against him. So he learned a lesson, but it wasn't the fucking lesson the judge and the prosecutor set out to teach him, I think.
Hey, Donald, if it makes you feel better, man, I learned your lesson. I
also
really learned a lot.
Judge Merchan, you had the perfect thing that you could have done. Trump gets done with his asshole anti-contrition speech, and you're like, wait, no, hold on, I'm changing my mind. It's going to be 35,064 hours of community service to be completed over the next 4 years, which is exactly how many hours in those 4 years. You'll be all set.
Huh.
Like, I know the Supreme Court would just cancel that, but, like, make them do it. Make them do another stupid, evil thing.
Well, and look, every story about this ends by underscoring what an extraordinary thing it is that an ex and about to be sitting president is a felon, and it is, but it seems bizarre to even point that out in the wake of the larger story of him getting away with it despite the convictions. Right. And for the official excuse to be, well, crimes don't count if you win elections. That's the part of this that history is going to emphasize. So calling any other aspect of it historic seems misguided at best.
That defense attorney turns to his client this morning. Hey, you ever consider running for office?
Yeah, because... right. Right.
And finally tonight. In QAnon news.
Fantastic. If you did this story just for that pun he then write, it's fucking worth it. I say that now.
Well,
with
we
my
have...
full chestussy.
We have a story about Havana Syndrome, the mysterious ailment that's been reported by intelligence operatives and diplomats around the world, starting in 2016 with American and Canadian personnel who spent time in Havana, Cuba. Some have speculated it's from a secret directed energy device developed by a rival nation in order to fuck up the brains of our spies with yoked up sound waves. Others have said, no, it's not. It's not that. But we also don't know how the syndrome happens or anything else that's helpful, but probably not a secret weapon from a bad guy nation. That second theory is the one from most of the experts, but the latest reports have a tiny bit of controversy. Also, inventing that sci-fi weapon would be a great strategy, not really. So, you decide.
Right. Well, and when the qualifications for Havana Syndrome include literally any symptoms of any malady the entire time you're in Cuba, or after
you get home,
you're gonna catch a few hits, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, no, it's a lot like if we had started speculating about how maybe convention crud was a biological weapon deployed by Christian protesters that didn't want us to gather together.
That
they keep trying to take April Puff down. They're trying to take Puff down.
All right, so here's what Havana Syndrome looks like. According to the people reporting their experience, it all started when they heard a strange, loud noise, like screeching, chirping, or clicking. Many felt a change in pressure and a vibration in their head, and then began suffering from a range of chronic symptoms, including migraines, dizziness, nausea, blurred vision, ringing in the ears, hearing loss, and cognitive issues that resemble a traumatic brain injury. Despite all the reports, the syndrome is not officially recognized by the medical community, and the government has been calling the ailments anomalous health incidents, or AHIs, which it just makes it suspect to me extra with that name.
Three letters? Mm-mm.
Yeah. Since 2016, Havana Syndrome has been the subject of many different investigations, and one of the most common explanations has been that people are suffering from a mass psychogenic illness, also known as epidemic hysteria, like when a bunch of people all over Europe in the Middle Ages started dancing uncontrollably all over the place.
Yeah, or just, you know, Tom living life. Just Tom.
Okay, yeah, no, look, as a person with pretty bad misophonia, I want to point out that in the modern world, there's always a screeching, chirping, or clicking sound at all times and all places somewhere in the fucking room, and usually you can't find the goddamn thing. And as a person aware of current events, I'd like to add that there's always migraines, dizziness, nausea, and a cognitive issue that resembles traumatic brain injury as well, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, just to be clear, the boring answer.
And, well,
yeah, again, the one from the majority of experts who study this, that boring answer is that Havana Syndrome is not caused by a sonic weapon from an adversary.
That's not how sound works.
That's been the general consensus in the U.S. intelligence community since 2016, and it was echoed in the latest report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence last week. But then, White House officials did a press briefing and expressed some doubt and pointed out that two of our spy agencies might be reconsidering a little bit.
Ooh.
Those two agencies still don't think it's a secret weapon from a rival nation, but they're not ruling out the possibility. So, Eli, correct me if I'm wrong, in your capacity as an expert journalist,
please,
that means Vladimir Putin invented a brain-scrambling sonic bazooka. Am I right?
Yes, obviously that's what it means. Thank also, you. It's not a brain-scrambling sonic bazooka. It only affects Americans. So it's a freedom-seeking sonic bazooka.
Yeah, well, and look, all those agencies that spent millions of dollars trying to figure out magician's thread and millions more checking to see if LSD was a truth serum, well, they don't just take any possibility seriously, okay?
Okay, well, in the interest of open-minded discourse.
Thank you, skepticism.
Yes, exactly. Here's a conflicting statement from another expert. Quote, that the White House statement differs from that of the intelligence community, an entity said to be controlled by the president, speaks volumes as to the lack of evidentiary integrity underlying any conclusion that a foreign government is not involved in AHI attacks against Americans, end quote.
Americans.
That expert is, it's an attorney who represents several people experiencing
AHI. Oh, okay.
He possibly biased, possibly.
He's in it to win it.
Biased and in it to win it. Zealous advocate either way. However, also representing that side of the argument is Mark Lenzi, a State Department official who developed symptoms while serving in China. And he's pretty sure it is indeed a brain weapon and it uses pulsed microwave radiation. That being said, Mark Lenzi clearly got hit with the brain scrambler, so we can't believe anything he says.
Well, yeah, no, that's true.
But that means there's a brain scrambler and there's not a brain scrambler. Bottom line, we live in a multiverse of non-Euclidean logic, apparently, and Vladimir Putin both did and did not invent a mind-altering sound bazooka. Welcome to 2025. That's where we live now.
Yeah, according to Facebook, that's entirely true, so I guess that's where we're at.
All right, make a community note if you think it's misinformation, anybody. All right, on that note, we're going to close it out. Thanks to No Illusions. Thanks to Eli Bosnick. And thanks to all the listeners who liked us and followed us on all the various internets. Please keep doing that. Please keep listening and please keep telling your friends. And if you find the naive stupidity of our giving away a free show business model to be oddly charming, you can send us gifts of money at patreon.com/skeptocrat. Just like all the generous new donors who will be complimented next time around. And whether or not you're feeling financially benevolent like those fine people, if you enjoyed our brand of whimsy and you'd like to hear more dick jokes free of charge, check out our brother and sister shows, Scathing Atheist, God Awful Movies, D&D Minus, and Citation Needed, available in all the podcast places. We just have one last thing. Let's compliment that pianist. Special thanks to Ryan Slonick of Evil Giraffes on Mars. He is the creator of the virtuosic musical stylings you heard today, which were used with permission. You should definitely check him out using the links we'll provide or by Googling the only band called Evil Giraffes on Mars. Until next time, catchphrase sign off.
Hey!
I didn't hear any.
Careful,
I didn't hear
be
anything.
Be careful where you point that thing.
The preceding podcast was a production of Puzzle and the Thunderstorm LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.